click on that.
Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey!
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
We've been in discussions with pharmacies and retailers to make drive-through tests available in the critical locations identified by public health professionals. The goal is for individuals to be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to leave your car.
That was a month ago today, everybody. That was 1 month ago today. Today is Monday. It's Monday, everybody. Hello, Monday. I know, nobody knows what day it is anymore. It's April 13th. That was March 13th. That was 1 month ago today. We were supposed to be, I don't know, driving through Target and driving through Walmart and driving through CVS and driving through, to get tested is what we were supposed to be doing. I mean, obviously this man fails when it comes to testing. Who's surprised? Who's surprised? He's been failing tests his entire life. His entire life. And the only tests that he can pass are the ones he cheats on. And daddy gets him into the Wharton School of Business. I mean, you know, even if Wharton just, you know, lost a lot of its gloss because Trump went there. I mean, you know, testing is everything, and that is what we don't have. And this is why all these conversations, I want to open the economy. Governors have no say in opening. And you know what? No one needs to listen to anything this man says. Nothing. You want to hear another thing he said? The same press briefing. This was the day he declared a national emergency. For those of you who are, you know, like cavemen and marking things on the wall to try and figure out what day it is and how long you've been in the house. And it's been a month since a national emergency was declared by this president. 1 month ago today. 1 month ago today. And 1 month ago today, Trump and this is another thing. This Debbie Birx, she gets on my last nerve now because she was part of this ruse too. She stood up a month ago. And this is the best way to figure out if anybody's word is worth relying on, is to listen to what they say, watch what they do, and then figure out whether or not you can rely on what they said they do. Because no matter what this man says, his aversion to testing will cause more death. It will make reopening the country into a deadly debacle. And it's not a win-win. It's not even a win-lose. It's a lose-lose. He opens the country, we die, the economy loses anyway, and so does he. How is this good? I don't even understand. Everything he touches dies. Thank you, Rick Wilson, for that amazing, prophetic title of your book. Anyway, this was a month ago today, too.
We've been in discussions with pharmacies and retailers.
Oh, okay, I played that one, this one.
Google is helping to develop a website. It's going to be very quickly done.
Quickly, strongly.
Unlike websites of the past, to determine whether a test is warranted and to facilitate testing at a nearby convenient location.
So we want to also announce this new approach to testing, which will start in the screening website up here, facilitated by Google, where clients and patients and people of interest can go, fill out a screening questionnaire, move down for symptoms or risk factors, yes. They would move down this and be told where the drive-through options would be for them to receive this test. The labs will then move to the high-throughput automated machines to be able to provide results in 24 to 36 hours.
Oh my God, that sounds great. It just never happened. None of this ever happened. That's the crazy part. So NPR actually did the hard work of fact-checking the March 13th emergency declaration, Rose Garden ceremony. Okay, I mean, he actually turned the announcement of a pandemic being a national emergency into a celebration, had it at the Rose Garden. And when you compare what he said he would do and what has been done, it's an epic fail because everything this man touches dies. So The first part of this was that we were going to have these drive-thrus, and he said that we were going to have them at Target. He said that we were going to have them at CVS. He said that we were going to have them at Walmart. He said that we were going to have them at local pharmacies and schools, okay? None of this ever happened. None of it. Target did not formally partner with the federal government ever. Then we move on to the Google project. Google never actually had a plan where Donald Trump said in that same announcement that there were 1,700 engineers working on it very strongly. You have to laugh. Very quickly, very strongly, 1,700 engineers. There were never 1,700 engineers ever. The Google project turned out not to be led by Google at all. It was led by Verily, which is owned by Alphabet, which also owns Google, but it's a smaller spinoff of the Alphabet company. And Verily created a smattering of websites for five counties in California, and that was the extent of it, okay? That was all that ever happened. The drive-through testing, here's the fact check on that. He said, quote, and I played you this, "We've been in discussions with pharmacies and retailers to make drive-through tests available in the critical locations identified by public health professionals." There has been no implementation of drive-through tests. Walmart has opened exactly two testing sites, one in Chicago, another in Bentonville, Arkansas. That's where they're headquartered. Walgreens opened two in Chicago. CVS opened four. Brian Cornell, the board chairman and CEO of Target, he said they've not opened any COVID-19 testing sites. It had no formal partnership with the federal government and suggested it's waiting for Donald Trump to take the lead. Quote, "At this time, federal, state, and local officials continue to lead the planning for additional testing sites." All right. Then they downshifted into home tests. We were going to have home tests. This is the portion of the emergency declaration a month ago today. That's how long you've been sacrificing. Okay, that's how long. And the only people that have sacrificed anything is us, obviously. I mean, I am going to end up like the wire monkey. There's no question. I'm going to lose it. This lack of physical contact, I'm going to lose it. I'm just telling you, just giving you a little advance warning over there. But this was the portion of the Rose Garden celebration of the announcement of a pandemic where he called up the business leaders, LabCorp and CVS and LHC, which is a very large home healthcare company, where they promised us we'd be able to do it in our houses by now.
Adam Schechter, who's really been of tremendous help. LabCorp, please.
LabCorp, please.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome.
At LabCorp, we're working every second of every day to increase the number of tests that we can run. Uh-huh. We're working with academic medical centers, with our colleagues at Quest, with other hospital and other laboratories to ensure that we do everything we can to increase the testing as we move forward. And I can tell you, we understand how important the testing is, and we are committed to doing everything possible. Thank you very much.
Okay, they have a backlog.
Thomas Moriarty, CVS. We all know CVS. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. We have been focused since the start of making sure our patients and the customers we serve mm-hmm. have the information they need,
info.
The safety they need as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah.
We are committed to working with the administration and local public health officials to make this work as well. And thank you, sir, for the honor.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'm going to stop it there, and then we'll hear from LHC, the home testing, the home healthcare gurus. Like I said, CVS opened four testing sites. LabCorp, as we learned last week, has multiple hundreds of thousands of tests in their backlog, right? They never could perform. Yeah, they failed at the performance, which, don't be surprised.